أحب الصالحين ولست منهم، لعلي أن أنال بهم شفاعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, fellow viewers, welcome back to the Wonders of a Wali. One of the great qualities that distinguish a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from an average Muslim is his or her ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether people are watching or people are recognizing what they're doing or complimenting their activities and their virtuous acts, that's irrelevant to these people. They're not looking for the spotlight, they're not looking for the name or the fame or the game, they're just looking to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a quality of all the pious, all the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to try to hide their good, like today we try to hide our sins. And we don't want anyone to see the wrong that we're doing. These righteous people that we talk about, who are alive today, many are listening and viewing, they hide their good, they don't want anyone to know. Once Umar radiallahu anhu, he came out of his room and he saw Mu'adh ibn Jabal qa'idin 'inda qabr an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam yabki. He saw the great companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu sitting at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam weeping. And Umar radiyallahu anhu, the great giant himself, sees his friend crying. He says, "Ma yubakika ya Mu'adh? What makes you cry? What's going on?" He says, "Shay'an sami'tuhu min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam." I recollect something that I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that makes me weep, makes me cry. Subhanallah. You know, Mu'adh, his extreme love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the teachings of the Prophet were the most important things to these companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna yaseera riya'i shirk." Even a small fraction of showing off is associating partners to Allah is shirk. You don't get reward for it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man sama yura'i faqad ashrak." Anyone that fasts to show off, he has associated partners to God. And on the day of judgment, this person will be asked and told by Allah to go and search the reward for your acts that you did from those who you did it for, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. And then he says, "Man aada lillahi waliyan faqad baraza Allah bil muharaba." And anyone that shows any animosity to the friend of Allah, Allah wages war against that person. And that's what we're talking about, becoming friends of Allah. Because once we become the friend of Allah, and anyone that challenges us, Allah becomes the defender for that person. Protector. May Allah become our protectors. He's a protector for all, Al-Hafidh. But we want that closeness, that proximity, that we know 100%. Whenever we are in a situation, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our back to cover us, to take care of our needs and support us in difficult moments. Then he says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul abrar al-atqiyaa al-akhfiyaa." I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah loves the righteous, the God-fearing, and those who are hidden, al-akhfiyaa. When they're not there, no one asks about them. And when they're present, nobody asks their opinions, and nobody even recognizes they're in the company or the presence of those people. They're just either excused, people ignore them. These are the righteous people that no one even knows about. Their hearts are filled with light, beaming with nur, illuminate the world. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ غَبْرَاءِ مُظْلِمَةً. They are, when they walk and they talk and they practice, darkness is removed and light is radiant across society. These are the righteous people. And this reminds me of the great grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name was Ali bin Hussein bin Ali. Subhanallah. He is the son of Hussein, who is a son of Ali radiallahu anhu. And of course, Ali radiallahu anhu was married to the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima. He was such a man that he would feed people at night. He would go to their homes, carry bags of barley and bread, and drop it at their homes. And no one even knew. It says that for years, people didn't know where their food was coming from. Only when he passed away, the people of Medina recognized that there wasn't anyone bringing food to their homes anymore. Especially the poor people who were orphans and women who were widowed. And they recognized when they were washing his body that he had marks on his back, and they inquired why. And they were told that he would carry heavy loads of barley and bread and deliver it at night when no one would be watching. Subhanallah, where people want to do things for people, and there's a society and there are friends of Allah that are trying to hide and disguise themselves so no one sees what they're doing. Brothers and sisters and friends, we are living in a society that people, all they want to do is be recognized, looking for that name, the fame, the brand, so people can know who we are. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that type of attitude. There's only one thing Allah, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts from the righteous. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. Everything has to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a very powerful statement of a pious person, Muhammad ibn Wasi', that I want to share with you. He speaks about the righteousness and the piety of people. How they would cry and they would try to hide their tears so no one else could see them cry. He says, أَدْرَقْتُ رِجَالًا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ. I met people. They would sit, they would be laying down in their rooms on the same bed with their wife, their head sharing the same pillow. كَانَ الرَّجُلُ رَأْسُهُ مَعَ رَأْسِ إِمْرَأَتِهِ عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. They would be resting and reclining on the same cushion. قَدْ بَلَّ مَا تَحْتَهُ خَدِّهِ مِنَ الدُّمُوعِ. And this person would be weeping. His entire beard would be drenched with tears. The cushion on that side would be drenched with tears. The wife on the opposite side sharing the same cushion would not know the husband crying because of extreme sincerity and piety in this person. They would hide their tears. They would hide their prayers. They would hide their cry because they only wanted Allah to know. There were people that when people saw them and recognized them, they would disappear. There were scholars that when people would sit down more than four or five, they would get up and say, "This is too much fame." And today we're living in a society that we're looking for pain. We're looking for fame. We like to be recognized. But reality, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives you honor, that's a true honor. But searching to be recognized and looking for people to appreciate you is something that contradicts the concept of sincerity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people that do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not those who do so much, but on the Day of Judgment have very little to return because we did everything for other people. Allah says in the Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray. And nothing can be better than praying. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَأُونَ. When they pray, they're not mindful. And when they pray, their prayers are done to show off. And that's extremely damaging. Because we're praying, we're fasting, we're doing so much in our life. But imagine when we show up on the Day of Judgment. And Allah says, this wasn't for me. Who did you do this for? You did this for so and so. You know, it's hard. We can get lost where people are recognizing it's important that we rectify and purify our motives and our intentions. Few things that I say to people and myself remind all of us that we need to always analyze and introspect and retrospect what we're doing in life. You can write books. There were scholars that wrote books and never even put their names on their books. The only reason people will put their names so no one could say it's fabricated from someone else. Otherwise, Imam Shafi rahimahullah used to say, I wish people can take my knowledge and not attribute even a word to me. لَمْ يُنْسُبْ عَلَيَّ حَرْفٍ. I don't want people to even say this is Shafi'i. I just want them to learn the knowledge. There are so many companions, but we only know few of them. Out of 120,000, we only have 10,000, 12,000 documented names. The rest are unknown. There's so many prophets. Only 26 of them are mentioned in the Quran. Where are the rest? And some narrations, unknown. That's why the shaitan cannot attack a sincere person. When the shaitan said, I will misguide every human. But he made an exception. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those who are sincere. And I want to rephrase sincerity to loyalty, dedicated only for the sake of... Because sincere people don't do things for people. Whether they don't care if they're being recognized or complimented or appreciated. Every time we're looking at people, they stop doing things because people don't appreciate what we're doing. But I say to them and I remind myself, who are we doing this for? For fame? For money? For recognition? For people? If that was the case, then we shouldn't even do it. Because we're losing all our efforts and we're not getting no reward for it. So brothers and sisters and friends, the first thing we need to do is before we do any action, small or big, ask ourselves, who are we doing this for? For the sake of Allah, for the people. And then reinstate your act, your intention. I'm doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before salah, before wudu, before giving, before helping, doing it for the sake of Allah. And then when people appreciate you, you say alhamdulillah. If they don't, you say alhamdulillah. It's all for the sake of Allah. Number two, every person should have something in their life that no one knows about and they're doing it for the sake of Allah only. A small act, it doesn't have to be something big. And I said this to myself, maybe picking up the shoes in the masjid when they're left on the floor. No one knows you picked it up. You came in, you put them on the rack. Doing something in the home for your spouse, doing something for your children, doing something for the communities, doing something for the poor people, doing something for people across the world. No one knows, not even your spouse, not even your closest friends. You're helping someone consistently. You're helping people. Only Allah knows. These are those actions that we can hope for. Because those actions that people see us and people recognize us for, those actions are in a situation that could be questioned and our sincerity can be tampered. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are sincere. And the third part of making sure we do things for the sake of Allah, acts for the sake of Allah, is that when we conclude an act, we must turn to Allah and beg Allah to accept. Ibrahim alayhi salam builds the Kaaba. I mean, this is the greatest structure in the world. Billions of people face this structure. Millions of people travel to visit this structure. Many eyes that haven't seen the Kaaba are crying to see this structure. When he's building a structure that was ordered by God, now we build a masjid, we do some charity work, we're not even sure if this structure is, you know, run by the right organization, if they're doing it for the sake of Allah, whether we are doing it for the sake of Allah. A house of Allah that was built by the order of Allah, and a location that was by the order of Allah, built by the friend of Allah, Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the great grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, built by a father who was a prophet, whose son will be a prophet, whose grandson will be a prophet, and whose great grandson will be a prophet, and whose greatest grandson will be the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they built this structure, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. They're building this and they're moving around and putting this structure up, and they say, oh Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept this. Accept this, subhanAllah. God asked you to build this, of course He's going to accept it. But they're turning to Allah, oh Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, you have to accept us. Because we don't know if you reject us, this structure and this, all this effort will become in no reward in Akhirah. No purpose. And this is why we have to have the same attitude. A friend of Allah has an attitude like Khalilullah, the true friend of Allah. And that is an end of every action. In the end of Ramadan, end of finishing the Quran, end of doing some act of charity, oh Allah, you accept. They lower their heads and they say, it was your tawfiq, it was your ability, you gave me the opportunity, and you accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us and make us amongst those who are mukhlisin, who are people who are sincere. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for those actions that we did for others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us accountable for actions that we did for other people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us on the Day of Judgment with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.